Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 24. The underlying emotional charge that keeps you tethered to a cyclical reality. I almost can't even say that. It's like a tongue twister. It's the most succinct way that I'm able to try to put a single sentence to something that's really complex. I mean, once you understand it, it's very simple. But trying to describe it, you know, with very few words is difficult. Now, I covered this a little bit in a previous episode, but I wanted to go over it more in a more targeted way this time and really kind of dial it in. So what I'm talking about, I mean, you know, under conditions of vibrational acceleration, the ascension that we're in, you become more aware of it because vibrational acceleration will make you face yourself, right? It speeds up all matter at the level the vibrational is sped up. And in turn, it pushes your emotional, suppressed emotional density to the surface, which is also your collective karma. Now, a lot of people understand that. People read like an ancient book, something, the Upanishads or the Vedas or the Bhagavad Gita, and they think they understand karma. It's like somebody reading the Bible and then telling you who Jesus is. Right? Ridiculous. Not that I'm a religious person. I'm not. So here is what happens. The behavioral pattern that you're trying to change or fix or whatever it is will continue to go cyclically until you release the underlying emotional charge that's keeping you tethered to that reality. And now during this time, that becomes more apparent than ever before because of vibrational acceleration. So vibrational acceleration pushes this stuff to the surface where now it just blows up in your face and you get like an almost an exacerbated example of this thing, right? So until you release the underlying emotional charge, the suppressed karmic emotional density that's keeping you stuck in this, nothing can change, because otherwise you're just trying to willpower your way through it. You're trying to use all these coping mechanisms. I mean, I love EFT, don't get me wrong, but EFT is, in essence, often it's just a coping mechanism to try to overlay the underlying suppressed emotional charge that keeps it coming up. So another way of saying that is if you're using EFT, you just have to tap for the entire rest of your life, right? Or affirmations, or, there's all manner of things that they're good and they can be helpful, but there's no substituting releasing the underlying emotional charge that's generating that reality. And you do that through emotional integration, which is the act of deep, profound surrender, which means relaxing every single cell in your body, your jaw, your neck, and everything, and allowing and welcoming the emotion to come to the surface. You feel for it, and you fully allow yourself to feel it, and the body, the more deeply you allow yourself to feel it, the more you're allowing the body to express itself, the body burns through it, and you're done forever, right? I mean, wouldn't you rather be done forever than doing affirmations and EFT and every other trick in the book that you can think of? Again, don't get me wrong. I'm a huge EFT fan. I partnered with Brad Yates on a project, and he's one of my favorite, people in the universe. He specializes in tapping on money, which, a lot of that is your beliefs and, your worthiness. And he's brilliant. He's brilliant. I've worked with other EFT people, in years past, right? And so I'm not shaming EFT and I'm not shaming affirmations. I mean, I'm a huge Dr. Joseph Murphy fan. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind and The Laws of Mind, those are two of my most favorite books of all time. I built my entire personal training business years ago using Dr. Joseph Murphy's his books. I became wildly successful. And I base a lot of that on using his books. So anyway, I'm a huge believer in a lot of these things that I'm talking about, but when you really want to get done with it, There's nothing that beats emotional integration. Surrendering and feeling, you know, and you can assist it. Could I allow myself to welcome this feeling to be here? Could I allow myself to feel this as fully as I can? Could I allow myself to welcome this person, place, or thing, whatever, you know, and, you know, that makes you feel that way, right? You know, you can use the person, place, situation instead of the feeling, right? If you can't feel anything, but you know you have resistance to a person, place, or situation, or you know that they make you feel terrible, right? You, maybe you can't access the feeling, but when you think about that person, you sure feel that way. Allow them. Can I allow them to be here? Can I allow my ex-wife to be here? Can I allow my ex-husband to be here as fully as I can? Surrender and just burn through it, right? The only other thing is it's not a substitute for creating boundaries. A lot of people have poor boundaries, and then so they're just doing the work all the time because they're just letting everybody walk through their boundaries, and now they're trying to release and integrate it. When the real lesson for some people is they need to step up to the plate and they need to form boundaries, right? So I'll give you an example. Let's take a relationship. Let's say that I've got a client, and she is. I'll just say she. I'm completely making this up. This isn't any person, right? Especially for all my clients that might be listening to this, I think, is he talking about me? So I mean, you have to remember, I've talked to thousands and thousands of people doing the work that I do over the years. I mean, literally, it's not an exaggeration. So let's say you've got, I've got a client, and she really wants to have a good relationship, and she keeps getting these guys that are kind of codependent. As soon as, you know, like 3 months hits, they almost start to move their stuff in. Maybe they're setting up their Xbox. They're at the house all the time. And pretty soon, she winds up almost halfway supporting this guy, you know, he, you know, he's in and out of jobs or whatever, right? So, and it's just, and the overwhelming emotion that comes is frustration and resentment. Frustration, resentment, and a kind of an underlying sense of sadness, right? So if this was my client, then instead of like telling her, okay, you got to break up with this guy and blah, 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 you know, and then she's just going to go and find another one because she hasn't healed the underlying suppressed emotion. And who knows where it came from? A childhood or, you know, a previous incarnation, doesn't matter, right? That the ego wants you to go on that witch hunt so you can try to find it, and, you know, and it'll just keep you searching, and it wants you to bypass looking to the root of the cause of this, which is your suppressed emotion, your emotional body, and the suppressed emotions you're carrying around. So let's say that, you know, we're in a coaching session. I'd have her close the eyes and ask her, let's just say the guy's name is Rob. I'd close your eyes, relax, take a couple deep breaths, sitting comfortably, quietly. Now, could you allow yourself to welcome Rob to be here? Could you allow yourself to welcome Rob to be here with you right now? Or if she was feeling really depressed, then I would say, could you allow yourself to feel as depressed as you do? Could you allow yourself to welcome that depression to fully come up to the surface? And what you're doing here, so, you know, you got, you know, like baby level 3 law of attraction practitioners. And again, I love the law of attraction. I'm not being dismissive, but baby level 3 law of attractioners will be like, well, no, I'm activating it. I don't want to feel it. I want to feel positive. That doesn't work. You have to integrate the suppressed emotion. It's already active. That's too late. Why not just burn through it and be done with it forever and get a permanent boost up, level up to your core vibration? Every time you integrate suppressed emotion, you get a bump up in your core vibrational rate, right? Radically superior to trying to mentally battle your own suppressed emotions to hold yourself in a positive place. That's draining and exhausting. And if, you know, and having her relax into it and allowing it, you know, she starts to burn through it. She feels some tears and coming through and some heat coming out of the body. And, you know, we do, you know, one or two big sessions like that. And the next thing you know, she feels differently. And now new thoughts come to her as well, because a new neural network, when you integrate suppressed emotion, you also reclaim a part of your psyche. A new neural network forms, more possibility. She may find I've seen it happen both ways, where she sort of just decides to break up with him, and then she takes time to herself, just instead of these serial monogamy, you know, instead of just bouncing from relationship to relationship, now she takes time for herself. She creates space. She centers. She pours that energy into herself, right? Instead of constantly pouring it into the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. That's one possibility. Another possibility is, you know, that energy releases that tether. So now the partner, her, whatever partner she has, we'll say Rob, he's free to act in a different way because he's not playing that role for her anymore. So now he may actually spontaneously change and shift, and the relationship could heal. I've seen it happen either way. I've seen it happen both ways. Either way, you can believe that change happens when you integrate the underlying suppressed emotional charge that's keeping you tethered to that reality. Change will happen. The only other thing to note is that under conditions of vibrational acceleration, like where we are right now, is that as you do this work, you kind of level up. You go from your dimensional jump. So this might sound a little woo-woo to some people, but I assure you it's true. So you might get a more heightened version of it, right? Just right in your face, like something, you could get a more heightened version of it, like say that she's dimensional jumping, and she integrates that and she feels that release, right? And then what's crazy is that then Rob, if she's dimensional jumping and there's still a little bit left over, like she levels up and she integrated, she released 90% of that suppressed emotion, but there's 10% left. She levels up and the 10% blows up as a new 100% at the higher vibration, right? Because the higher self is wanting to get rid of the whole thing. So it just amplifies your vibration. So Rob may start to become even more codependent, just might get a little jiggy and weird and like follow. I mean, just, you know, so to try to trigger that last 10%. So I know it's kind of complicated. I may have convoluted things by adding in that part, but it's important if you do this work that you understand that it can actually amplify, which signifies that it signifies two things. You're making progress when it comes back on you a little bit stronger, and that you also are on the ascension pathway, right? Not everybody will experience that because not everybody is on that pathway. But if you're listening to my podcasts, this solo cast that I'm doing here, probably you're on that pathway. There's not many people that understand it the way I do. There's not many people that are talking about it in the terms that I'm talking about. And there's not many people that understand how to fast track your ascension. That's kind of a misnomer because you can only go as fast as your higher self has plotted out for you, but you could definitely lag behind. Emotional integration allows you to speed up to the max, your maximum capacity to go as quickly as you can. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense. It is a little bit convoluted. I'll be honest, this podcast, I'm a little tired. I've been battling some of my own ascension symptoms. I'm not done yet myself. So anyway, if you have any questions, you're interested in coaching, you hit me at ChristopherPinkley.com. And take good care, and we'll talk to you soon.